Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Coming up in the third hour, I'm going to have Joe Biggs on. He just announced last night that the government has vacated his charges. He can have his guns back. He's going to get his military benefits, travel the world. So basically, he's a free man. I posted that last night. It was pretty late when I posted it. What time was that? Yeah, 2 a.m. Yeah, I should have been sleeping. But I was up and I was happy to see that. I actually saw that on Facebook, and I moved it over to Twitter, and I called him, texted him this morning and said, "You want to come on and talk about it?" He's like, "Yeah, let's do it." And next hour, I'm going to go downstairs to the podcast studio. We're going to have Harrison Smith on. We're going to talk about what's going on in, Ireland. And I've got some other things where I think we're going to talk about Trump's. I think he did a really good job the other day on Monday going after the Pope. And the Pope, you know, worshiping with the Muslims at places where the Muslims were, you know, basically massacring Christians and saying, you know, this is a religion of peace. And I don't know if I saw this or dreamed it, but I think Tucker might have posted something about how Muslims are like our friends or something. And I'm not saying Muslims are bad, but I also wouldn't necessarily say going around like the Islamic religion is our friend. And I'm going to get back into this Eric Swalwell piece because this is interesting. This has nothing to do with sexcapades. This has to do with we got a guy that we think is going to squeal, so we're going to ship him on out. We don't trust him like we do Gavin Newsom. But before we do that, the way we are supported here is when you go to the alexjonesstore.com. We were coming back from break. You saw some of the T-shirts from the 1776 limited edition collection. There they are. Again, they got 1776 on the shoulder. The stacked InfoWars logo that you see there as the bug, the cube 3D bug twirling around on the bottom left hand of your screen can now be on a shirt. We got them in camo. I'm wearing one right now that's like it's like navy blue with the red InfoWars stacked logo. May 1st, you're not going to be able to get these. This is your last chance to go there and get those right now. And I would encourage you to become a VIP because when you become a VIP, you pay $30 a month, but you get $40 to spend at the store. I would say probably these shirts aren't going to last, especially some of the cooler designs aren't going to last. But we also have this new special offer. If you've tried the CMOS and haven't tried the Shilajit, or if you've tried the Shilajit and haven't tried the CMOS, if you subscribe to Shilajit, then you get your first month of CMOS capsules for free. Or if you subscribe to CMOS, you get your first month of Shilajit capsules for free. So it's your chance to try out both products. Check it out at thealexjonesstore.com without paying full price. That is a limited time offer. Also, we have another subscription offer. If you subscribe to the Ultimate Energy or Ultimate Chill, these are, I wouldn't say basic products, but they don't have a ton of ingredients. You don't need a lot. One's got caffeine and L-theanine to give you a burst of energy, but keep it smooth. And then the Ultimate Chill, that's Ultimate Energy. Ultimate Chill has ashwagandha root with a little magnesium and the L-theanine to kind of chill you out at the end of the night. Maybe take it a couple hours before you go to bed, get a great night's sleep. You could subscribe to either one or both for $16.99 a month for the first 1,000 people. So 1,000 people can lock that price in for life if you stay subscribed. After that, the price is going to go to $24.99 when you subscribe to it. So check that out now. Also, this is going to be your last 2 weeks to get the InfoWars cooler bundle. We don't have too many more of those left. It's 60% off. You're going to save about $100. It's about $80 right now, $79.99. VIP members pay $63.99. So the ultimate portable cooler. I was telling people yesterday how I use it as a carry-on bag. So, you know, if you go traveling somewhere, boom, you have your cooler with you. You don't have to worry about buying a cooler or scrounging a cooler up. You've got one as your carry-on. And then when you're done, all you do is dump the ice out, dry it out with a towel, and you put your stuff back in. It's good to go. But it also comes with some polarized sunglasses and some InfoWars koozies. Very thick insulation there, almost like sort of like a what you'd see with, you know, Yeti type coolers, but in that soft form factor with the zipper around the top. I think Rob Aguirre has mine, my old Yeti that's like this, that he ended up with it somehow in his car. And I still haven't seen it back, and I know he's got it. But let's move on. I could hear him from in here. It's okay, Rob. You can have it. I've got plenty of coolers. I'm a big fan of the cooler carry-on bag when you're traveling. So that's a little travel hack. It's another travel hack that, you know, some of these body scanners, if you can't lift both arms up, like this arm I can lift up. This one, I got a bad shoulder. I can't lift it up. So I go, hey, I can't, you know, the body scanners, at least the older ones, you have to have both arms up like this. I can't do that. So they take you out of the body scanner and bring you through the, or before you get in the body scanner, they bring you through the, what's it called, the metal detector, and then they just swab your hands to see if you're making bombs or something. I don't know why they do that, but I guess it's something that has to do with bomb-making material. They just want to see what's on your hands. It's a little travel hack. Works for me. Let's go back to Eric Swalwell. I want to finish reading this. You just saw, as we were going to break, Swalwell like throwing softball questions to John Brennan, making him look like, oh, so admit that you've given information to the Russians, but say you did it the right way, right? You get to say you did it the right way. What if I told you that Brennan was likely feeding Swalwell questions years ago during a fake collusion hoax? Now, what if I told you Swalwell and Brennan both went to the premiere of a film called Words of War, which is an anti-Russian Putin film about a journalist? And guess who else was there? Bob Woodward. They were all on a panel. They were all on the panel at the end of the film. What if I told you Sean Penn was there as the producer? Yes, Sean Penn went to Ukraine to give Zelensky his Oscar. You saw that in the beginning of the video. You could see him pulling out the Oscar, giving it to Zelensky, because the Hollywood is used by the CIA to indoctrinate. And what if the other film that was pushed and given awards this year, the anti-ICE film, One Battle After Another? It's amazing how they knew that there was going to be ICE raids, and they went and produced this film and shot it before the ICE raids even happened. Isn't that amazing how they just knew what was going to happen? Guess who else was in that film? Sean Penn. Remember, he was the racist. If you've seen the film, I'm going to go ahead and spoiler alert it for you. He was the racist. I had to watch it so me and Jones could show clips on it. It was, God, terrible movie. But Sean Penn was the racist colonel, or I think he was a colonel, who ended up impregnating one of the revolutionaries, one of the commies, and then his daughter is born, and who Leonardo DiCaprio is raising, thinking it's his daughter, and she wasn't. So where did all that money come from? I believe the deep staters had compromised Swalwell for years. They had pulled his card, orchestrated a takedown to deflect because they want to sacrifice him as red meat to distract from the higher-ups. Remember, Pelosi is retiring. John Solomon said yesterday the walls are closing in on Brennan, which I don't think they're going to do anything to Brennan because they would have done it already if they were. They'll likely make a deal to keep Swalwell quiet on collusion in the Jan 6 operation. They know he's the weak link and are afraid someone of giving up all the cards. The machine and Obama want their billionaire Steyer, that's Tom Steyer, who basically has put out his thing where he said, we're going to go after ICE. We're going to prosecute ICE leaders in California because we don't like them removing our criminals. We need our criminals to keep, you know, California a shithole. That's literally what he wrote in his screed, in more words than less. So they can kill two birds with one stone. So they get Swalwell out of the governor's race. They got Tom Steyer, who they know they can control, and they couldn't risk Swalwell in there. So they threw him away just to show how easy it is. And if he keeps quiet, all this is going to go away. All of this will get dropped. You know, they always have a stable of women ready to appear out of nowhere and go, I was raped. And I'm not saying these people were raped or they weren't, but they always have them ready. And that he looks like he's with a hooker. That's the hooker. Like, you got to ask yourself, who gets a hooker and then brings their friend and say, hey, film some of this for blackmail later? I mean, there's obviously a dude standing there or a woman standing there filming that. So Eric Swalwell, who sits on the House Intel Committee, executively produced Worlds of War, a film romanticizing Anna Politkova as a heroic journalist murdered by Putin. Ex-CIA Director John Brennan showed up at the National Press Club screening with Bob Woodward to hype it as a brave press freedom truth-telling. In reality, she was a partisan activist whose paper took Open Society funding, Soros Open Society funding. That was her newspaper that she worked with. She hammered Russian actions in Chechnya while downplaying the Chechen terrorists like Beslan and the Moscow theater siege. Did Putin ever take it out? Maybe, but let's not pretend she was anything than another asset of the globalists who chose which horrors to document. And there's also Swalwell's pocketing $32,000 a year in administrative office work for Schmersh LLC, Spycraft Entertainment, run by retired CIA officers John Cypher and Johnny O'Shea. Those guys recently had Christopher Steele on their podcast. And so who was Christopher Steele? He was the guy who Hillary Clinton funded the Steele dossier with, which was used to basically set up the spying network and create the Russia hoax. So let's watch the rest of that video with old Eric Swalwell so we can see who he really is. He's not what you think. He's not just a creepy dude who probably couldn't get anything, but because he's empowered by the Dimtards to just prey on women. But that's just his weakness. Here's the rest of that clip.
And in this case, when did it?
I guess it's all sort of very sui generis as far as the instances are concerned. But as I said, there was a backdrop there of known Russian efforts to interfere in an election.
It's the same actors all the way through. You got Eric Swalwell, you got Adam Schiff, you got John Brennan. You've got this whistleblower who starts with Biden all the way back in 2014 and 15, and it's still going in 2019 and 20. I think you're going to see a new attorney general, the current FBI, who wrote the conspiracy case memo, and the team down in Florida really escalate their move towards a large conspiracy case. I think you'll see in the next month two big things: a decision on whether to indict John Brennan for obstructing Congress. That's a big name. That's a big charge. And they're looking at some new evidence that came from the National Security Advisor to President Trump, Mike Rogers, and possibly bringing new charges against James Comey. There's a lot of activity on that. And then when you start to get those people under indictment, you may make a deal. Once you get one insider to flip, just like you do in the mob or the drug cartels, you then are able to put all the conspirators together in one big conspiracy.
After a shakeup in the race for governor, Eric Swalwell is out. In just a few days, Swalwell had gone from being a front runner in this race for governor to fighting accusations that have upended his 20-year career in Congress.
And there are also calls now for Swalwell to resign or be removed from Congress by fellow lawmakers.
Breaking news, because the five gets results, maybe. Eric Swalwell is resigning from Congress.
President Obama calls a meeting of his National Security Council, his top officials, to be held on what they called a sensitive topic. And the results of that meeting, which we released yesterday in these over 100 documents that talk about in detail how President Obama and his team, he directed a manufactured piece of intelligence that detailed not if, but how Russia tried to influence the outcome of the United States election that President Trump won in November of 2016. This document was then used as the foundation for everything that came next. It was essentially a years-long coup that was launched against President Trump before he even had the opportunity to take his oath of office and be sworn in as President of the United States. So, as you know, there was a Mueller investigation that went on for years, cost taxpayers nearly $40 million. There were two congressional impeachments. President Trump and almost every member of his family were smeared and attacked, faced lawsuits, depositions. High-level officials were investigated. Some were arrested and put in jail. The list goes on and on about the ramifications of this, but foundational to it all was the fact that we had in President Obama and his leadership team people who did not want to accept the will of the American people in electing Donald Trump in 2016 and therefore cooked up this treasonous conspiracy to, again, try to effectively, and they did effectively, launch a years-long coup against the sitting president of the United States. No one, no matter who they are, no matter how high up they are or how powerful they may be, no matter who the intelligence officials or professionals were who were a part of this treasonous conspiracy, there must be accountability. The truth must be shown to the American people in order to ensure that there is this faith and trust and integrity in our democratic republic for the sake of the future of our country. Mm. But these documents detail, to me, in my view, cannot be explained as anything but a treasonous conspiracy.
Man, I tell you, I really got to suck in some hopium. Oh, I got one more. Oh, that feels so good. I give my little hopium fix on, because that's kind of how I feel. I don't feel really much is going to happen, but we are, we do need it every once in a while, right? Hopium gets you through the day. It would be nice if we really went after these deep state actors. I have no faith in the DOJ to do anything. I mean, you got Kash Patel, who's decided he's more interested in going to see his international country superstar girlfriend and hang out with the hockey teams than actually do anything and not look at any foreign influence into Charlie Kirk's assassination. And now we have Todd Blanche, the man who basically stopped the weaponization of government committee out of the DOJ, the subset of the DOJ, stopped them from working. So there it is. But all right, as we end this segment, we're going to go back in time. For a man who was never afraid to confront people, this is back to the 2016, the start of the GOP convention, Alex Jones versus Karl Rove. This will take you back almost 10 years ago. Here it is.
Terry Blossom, I am a friend. You know that.
Right? Don't touch me again. Do not touch me again. Oh, you understand?
Sure, I'm friendly.
No. Do not touch me again.
Well, sure, I want
you, you do that and you're in trouble.
Come on, TB. I'm your friend.
Alex Jones here reporting for InfoWars.com. We just arrived. It is Sunday evening in the twilight here in Cleveland. The RNC officially kicks off tomorrow. We're going to be here all week covering what's happening. We've got rallies. We've got aircraft in the air with Hillary for prison signs. We've got trucks traveling around town, Hillary for prison. We are fighting hard to try to keep this master criminal from taking over our government. I didn't come here to dig up old skeletons that were in the George W. Bush administration. People know I was a big critic of that administration. Obama's been about three times worse, quite frankly. But it doesn't matter. One of the main architects of the incredible corruption, the amnesty plans, the assault weapons ban they supported is Karl Rove. But I saw him at the Dallas airport before he boarded the plane to come here, because I flew from Austin to Dallas, was about to fly to Cleveland. And my camera crew and folks were like, hey, man, you really ought to go over and ask Karl Rove some questions. So I was like, listen, we had a reporter like 5-6 years ago just ask a question. He had him arrested in Austin. And I said, what's the point? And they said, well, you know, all the things he's done. I said, okay, I'll go over there, but I'm going to be nice. So I go over there, and he's like, I'm not talking to you. I work for Fox News, blah, 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 all this stuff. And I'm like, listen, even Donald Trump said giving money to you for your super PACs is like throwing it away, because it's like the guy works for Hillary or something. I mean, he works for the Bushes that vacation with the Clintons. So I asked him about that. He ran over to the ticket counter, called the police. Security came, but they said, look, he didn't do anything. Just leave him alone. Don't do anything on the plane. So fine, I just asked him a few questions. It's America. Then we get off the plane in Cleveland. He's coming down the concourse. I asked him about his quote about, we're history's actors. The truth doesn't matter. Remember, he told the New York Times and Washington Post that he controls reality. So I thought it was funny, him carrying his own bags and him dropping stuff. You know, I go to the baggage claim where, again, there's Karl Rove. I only talked to him once, but then, boom, he's at the baggage claim. So I go on and I talk to him again. And this time, he gets really pissed. He's totally ignoring me. I've got fans there. He's got people that support him. We're all talking. He's ignoring the fact that I'm there. And I'm saying, listen, you say you control reality. You can't dodge this question. You say facts don't matter. You are history's actor. You're basically God. Talk to me. So he won't talk to me. So I'm like, come on, Karl. I'm a friend. Barely patting. And he just blows up. It was pretty crazy. So I'm going to show you this video right now. But that's not why we're in Cleveland. But it just does illustrate just how removed from reality these people are and how they think they can play God. They're just normal people like us. But quite frankly, we're going to be reporting tonight and tomorrow on the tragic deaths of the police officers in Baton Rouge, that these were folks that came from outside the area, from other states, to come kill police in Baton Rouge. Because Obama, at the ceremony for the dead police officers, the funeral in Dallas, talked about Baton Rouge and Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, where there were some questionable deaths. We know the president, when cops are dead in Dallas, saying we've got to basically, you know, that is that this was justice killing cops. You don't just kill random cops from some jurisdiction because some other cop you think did something bad 1,000 miles away. That's crazy. That'd be like a black person committed a crime, just randomly go shoot some black person 1,000 miles away, or if a white person committed a crime, go shoot some random white person 100 miles away or 200 miles away or 1,000 miles away. It's crazy. So we're focusing on the attempt to start a race war. I just think it's interesting that Karl Rove just flips out and thinks he's God and won't talk to the press. I mean, it's a joke. He was talking to everybody else and was taking photos, all this other crap. He was schmoozing these delegates. Oh, I forgot one more piece of the story. We're going to go to the video. One more piece. There's just so much that happened. And I've got crew as witnesses to this. He's coming by us in the plane and stops to talk to people that I heard saying they were superdelegates. He's talking to this old group of folks, this old group. Nothing against old people. I love them to death. But these are Fox News folks. I mean, like 85, 90 years old, like reanimated corpses. And they're like, we saw him. He's drunk. He's a troublemaker. We're going to report him. He's like, good job. We saw him. You be sure to report him. He's like, get you, boy. So that's really the reason that when I waited on the concourse, I just couldn't help it. I wanted to ask him the history's actor question because I've forgotten that one. And then it's like, oh, my God. I went to the bathroom and stuff, so I thought, oh, he's not down there at the baggage. And then it's Karl Rove at the baggage claim. So here is the footage. And, hey, I can scratch that off my to-do list. I have now officially confronted Karl Rove, a serious war criminal. Karl, are you history's actor for real? Here he is right here. Yeah. Guys, I never met anybody that controls history. Look right there. He said the people don't just like almost like Hitler.
Wait, but you're...
That's Karl Rove that controls history. He told the New York Times once, he said, I control history. Reality doesn't matter. And we're going to get your guns. We're going to open the borders up. Yes, ma'am. Anyways, Karl, why are you running so much?
More importantly,
why'd you call the cops on us earlier for asking questions?
Absolutely.
Hey, Karl, why'd you call the cops on us earlier for asking questions? Is it still American, Karl? Look at him right here. This is Karl.
Same time.
Come on, be nice. He totally ignores me. Earlier, he ran over the ticket guy. Man, I thought he was too much.
Mola and Latte shirt in the back.
We live in a strange city.
I know.
Can I take a picture with
him? Yeah, come on.
Hi. Ask him about controlling history.
I'm Jimmy Garza's wife.
Hey, Carl.
Nice to see you.
Good.
Carl, tell us about controlling history. Or being a history's actor.
Thank you.
Did you get into that by the Screen Actors Guild?
No, not at all.
Thank you. You want us to protect you?
Here. He'll take it.
Oh, thank you. Can I have a picture with you, too?
There you go, folks. Wait, this is a picture of me. There we go. What?
How's Bandar Bush going?
Thank you.
Girl, I can't believe you were so scared to answer questions.
Can I take a picture with you as well?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Here at the stuff.
Sure, you can. There you go. Oh, Carl, that bag's history's actor right there. Inside that bag is the entire planet. That nose hair. Right there is history's actor.
Thank you. What branch?
There we go. He's very mad at me right now. Carl, it's good hanging out with you. I really appreciate your time today. It's like, holy fuck, news. How impressive. All the geriatrics you broadcast to. Very impressive. Like you're broadcasting to a crypt or a mausoleum or an internment home.
Oh,
how are they doing?
Doing good. Got the Undertaker.
We're from Janesville originally.
Oh, are
you? Neighbors in Florida.
Oh, fantastic.
He's totally friendly. Hey, Carl, why don't you call the cops on us earlier?
Really good.
See, he doesn't have his First Amendment, does he, Riley?
Nope.
I heard it all because I want to have a conversation. I want to get on the plane and get here. But did he go over and call security on us?
He did.
Can you say I love Adrian from Hidalgo County?
I love Adrian from Hidalgo County. I love this shirt, Mola and Labe.
Right.
On InfoWars, right?
Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
How you doing?
Now, again, you got to do the good and the bad, the Karl Rove and Alex Jones, you know.
They're right here. Hey.
There we go.
Turd Blossom. I am a friend. You know that. Right?
Don't touch me again. Do not touch me again. Do you understand?
Sure, I'm friendly.
No. Do not touch me again.
Well, sure, I want
to. You do that and you're in trouble.
Well, you already called the cops once. I'm sorry. I didn't
understand?
Know.
Don't touch me again.
Sure, yeah. Well, there you go. It's all intact, man.
He's so angry. I mean, earlier, I didn't even move. He doesn't like the nickname. He's already lost him. And I was just asking. That was kind of his button. He kind of triggered him with the social justice warning.
For those who don't know, Turd Blossom was his name that George Bush gave him. That was his pet name. We'll be right back. Harrison Smith on deck.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylene.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Pitley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering it. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.